Yet every year, hundreds of thousands of girls, aided by their eager parents, Barack and Michelle Obama included, carefully prepare college applications into which they pour every detail of half a decade of earnest academic and extracurricular achievement in anxious anticipation that they might be admitted to an institution, with a rape rate hundreds of times that of Detroit. If this calumny were even remotely true, it would be, by far, the largest public safety crisis in the history of the United States. All federal, state, and local powers would be dedicated to crushing the scourge, and parents and their daughters would avoid campus in terror until the perpetrators were all caught, removed, and punished. This lie is so huge, so preposterous, so insane, so monstrous, one wonders what the point is. But we know the point. The lie is repeated in order to increase the power of leftist commissars, to tighten the federal grip on our education system, and above all, to demonize young men, especially young white men. Perhaps the most ridiculous hate hoax thus far in our young century, one anyone not blinded by prejudice could instantly see was entirely phony, was the claim made by a young co-ed that a gang of fraternity brothers raped her for hours on a pile of broken glass. Local police and campus authorities could not substantiate the charge, and the co-ed herself, knowing full well her story was false, wasn't eager for them to try. But that didn't stop Rolling Stone magazine from treating her preposterous tale as gospel truth, nor the rest of the media from blaring it through the megaphone. Even the Obama White House got in on the action. When, inevitably, the whole thing unraveled, the media tried to wave the story aside as a dull lesson in journalistic process failures. An associate dean at the university implicated in the article eventually won a libel lawsuit. No matter. Never explain, never apologize. Then, when the need arises, for example, when it's time to derail a Supreme Court nominee, do it all over again. Narrative ideas are initially crafted in the universities, to which, admittedly, most people pay no attention. But this lack of popular scrutiny is actually a great advantage. It allows academics to formulate malevolent doctrines in complete freedom, without fear of consequences such as falling donations, denial of funding, or declining enrollment. While it's true that a few of the furthest left liberal arts colleges are going out of business, the big public and private universities where the narrative really gets written are doing just fine.